Okay. So we want to discuss United Tisha B'Av. The Gemara says here in Megillah on Hayamid Aleph, the Gemara says, Amar Abelazar, Amar Bechanina, Rabbi Natan Etiyah Bepurim. He planted a tree on Purim. That shows us notice from Malach on Purim. The Gemara has a whole discussion about that here. The Rachatz Bikrona Shosipori B'Shivasa B'Tamuz. He bathed on Shivasa B'Tamuz. Toys on the top says, why didn't he eat? Because we'll get to that Gemara Rosh Hashanah, but if there's no anti-Semitism going on, really it's optional to fast, Medina de Gemara. So Tysus answers, since there was a Kabbalah to fast, so he was Mekabel to fast. So, but in a Hanami, Tysus says maybe he could have held, they could have eaten. And then the Gemara says, Bikish Lakor Tisha B'Av V'Lohodolo. The other Chachamim wanted to, Rabbeinu HaKadosh wanted to uproot Tisha B'Av, and the other Chum didn't agree to him. Amar Lefan of Rabbi Abba Bar Zavda, Rabbi Lo Kach Haya Maisa. Rabbi Abba Bar Zavda says that this was not the story. Ela Tisha B'Av Shechalios B'Shabbos was like this year, that Tisha B'Av comes out on Shabbos, V'dachinu Lachar Shabbos, and push it off to Sunday. Amar Rabbi Hov V'Nidche Nidche. Since you've already since you already pushed it off to Sunday, then forget about it this year. But not that he wanted to get rid of Tisha B'Av completely. Chacham didn't agree to him either there, and they insisted on the fast. Korelov, so the Poshup Shad, the Gemara says Tova Shnayim and Echad quotes a pasuk in Koheles, which means that he was very appreciative that someone told him what the actual story was. But if we focus on the first version of Rabbeinu HaKadosh, that he wanted to get rid of Tisha B'Av, Elchuritz Apel. Tosis asks there, how could it be? How could he entertain such a Havim? Mina Bikish Lakor Tisha B'Av Lahodolov, Kosha Hechasaka Taitach. Taitana de Rebbe, Rabbeinu HaKadosh, Erotza Lakor Tisha B'Av, Lagamri, Armin and Tainis, Daflam, Reves Koloch, Vishosim Tisha B'Av, and Erobin Nacham Shushalayim. Anyone who eats and drinks on Tisha B'Av won't see the Nacham Shushalayim. How could Rabbeinu HaKadosh entertain such a thing? That's number one kasha of Ode. You have to be greater in wisdom and number. Convention. Poshup Shad Minyan means convention. Number of Rabban. There is a Raven in the Mishnah Neiduyos that means age. But that's a Chiddush. So Rabbeinu HaKadosh would be repealing a Takana. Even if he was greater B'Chachma, he wasn't greater B'Minyan. So those are two strong kashas that Taisus asks. So Taisus answers the following. So Tosfos says a chiddush. The Rabbeinu HaKadosh didn't want to be ochre Tisha B'Av completely. He wanted to be ochre the chumra that Tisha B'Av has above the other Tanesim. Poshup Shat, the other Inuyim. Not just the Yisrael Chilu V'Shtiya, but the other Inuyim as well. That's the Poshup Shat in the first Teretz. And that's what it says on the side. It says, El Mechurma Shish Bo Yosh Mishar Taniyos. Then he says, he adds on, V'doros harishonim lo gozru el rakshe yom tanis v'lo yoser. Shouldn't be a 24-hour fast, should be just a day fast. So that's how the side of the mayor says, Pshat l'mais in the Teretz of Taisa. Now, just al pi lomdis, that Taisa is a chiddush. Mehecha Taisa, that's not a kira. Either taking away the shar inuyim, why is that not an akira, or minimizing it from a 24-hour to 12-hour. But Taisa's is mechadesh, that would answer both kashas. So I'm saying that in Lumdus, that teretz is quite difficult to pashtus. Why is that not called an akira? The Ritva already is ma'or l'chur. It should be what? Should be an akira. It's a chiddush to say that that's not an akira. You're changing a halacha, no? Changing either you're getting rid of the other inuyim, or you're getting rid of the time. Then he says, yesh inami, a second teretz, yesh lomer, derotzel okra michi, lekavo basiri, kenam rabbi yochan ilo havai hohosom kavasi basiri. The other teretz is that, God forbid, he didn't want to get rid of Tisha B'Av completely. He wanted to change it from the 9th to the 10th. Because the Gemara says, Rabbi Yochanan said at the end of Tainus, most of the burning was on the 10th. And if he had the power, if he would have been there, he would have elected that Tisha B'Av should be on the 10th. I heard from one of the Gedolei Achron, I think Rav Scheinberg, that's all asked the Kasha, Sestir and Rabbi Yochanan. Because Rabbi Yochanan, Baba Kama says, Ishu Mishum Chitzio, there's a Machlej Rabbi Yochanan, Ishlakshin, Baba Kama. Why is Eish one of the Avosan Zikin? Is it Mishum Amon or Mishum Chitzio? Chitzio, based on the Nemukiyosef, and Baba Kama has a famous kashya, says, how do women light Neir Shabbos? They should be Mechal Shabbos. Every time that it's being lit, there should be Mechal Shabbos. So the Miki Yosef says an answer, it goes back to the beginning. The Rav Zatzal said, the Chassam Sofer, the Beis Meir, gave a different terrace based on Arashi and Sanhedrin and Samach Vav and Aleph. On the Mishnah, you're only Mechal Shabbos when there's a Maisa. It can never be Mechal Shabbos on the Yerais of Meshev Al Tase. That's how they want an answer. But the Miki Yosef gives a different answer. He says, you go back to the Haskalah. So if you go back to the Haskalah, so the burning happened on the 9th. So it's a steer in Rabbi Yochanan. How can Rabbi Yochanan say he wants the burning on the 10th? You, Rabbi Yochanan, it's Yishim Shum Chitzio. Okay, it's a kasha, steer in Rabbi Yochanan. Interesting kasha to know. But that's the first teretz of Taisus. And the second teretz is changing the calendar day. He didn't want to get rid of Tisha B'Av. So if you look on the side also, he says, Ilu Havoy Hasim Kavisi Vasirid, Vadai Rabbi Yochanan Lohai Yochal Achriya Kol HaChacham L'Daito. He wouldn't be able to convince everyone to change to the 10th. El Shaharbe Chacham Miskim L'Kov Basiri. Many Chachamim did want it the 10th. Granted, they were a minority. Rak HaRov Yiskim L'Kov Bachi. So what would have been, what's the Vort in Taisus then? If at the end of the day they would be a minority, so what's the big deal? Because regarding repealing, if you have a shita that existed before you, that's not considered repealing. That's not an akira, because you can hang your hat on a shita shechida. And since you could change your, and it wasn't just a shita shechida, it seemed like it would be a strong minority. That would not be a problem of akira. So that's how Taisus wants to say a second teretz. And the Ritva Nachamol points out that that's a very shvir teretz. Lo yiradati l'sof taitim, lashon the Ritva is. What's the Ritva's taina? Because the Gemara and Bezim and Aleph and Megillah, when it's pilpling about the calendaric dates for Megillah reading, the Gemara says, it says in the Pasuk in Megillah, says the 15th, 14th, 11th, 12th, 13th. Gemara says that's an akira. So the Gemara ultimately answers, Ashkin and Segdola did all the dates. It wasn't an akira. But the Gemara clearly held that changing a calendaric date is an akira. So this second teretz of Taisus is very difficult. So Lamaisa, I saw many years ago a beautiful mahalach from Rav Zhulti Zatzal that wanted to say over to answer this two kashas of Taisus. So we're pointing out the difficulties in the Terutzim. So what are we gonna say to try to answer these kashas of Taisus? Now it could be he wanted to be mazel. We'll point out it's a little difficult lashon, but I gave you the tour. The tour in Orach Chaim, I think it was Simon Tuf Kuf Nun. Tuf Kuf Nun Aleph says beferish that Tisha B'Av ain't basic yichol levatlo kevin shehuchblu bo hatzaris. No basic can ever levatlo Tisha B'Av because huchblu bo tzaris. And the Beis Yosef says, he quotes the Gemara there in Rosh Hashanah, in the Gemara, which we'll get to exactly, Lamaisa, but the Gemara says in Rosh Hashanah, let's just mention it now. What does the Mishnah say there in Rosh Hashanah? Al Shisha Chadashim, they send out Shluchim, correct? One of the six times they send out is on Av to make sure that people know what Tisha B'Av is. Frek the Gemara, what about Tammuz and Tevet? Lifku Nami Atamuz v'Tevet? So the Gemara quotes the Pasuk in Scharia. So at the end of the day, the Gemara has a few stages, but Zecharia sent back to Klal Yisrael, they set about fasting. So the Gemara says there are three levels. When it's going to be a day of Sosim to Simcha, when we have a Beis HaMikdash, these days are Yom Tovim, these four fasts. When we don't have the Beis HaMikdash and we have Shalom Malchus, where there's no anti-Semitism, there's a Din Ratzu Misanim, Ratzu Ein Misanim. And when we don't have the Beis HaMikdash and there is no Shalom Malchus, there's Gzeres Malchus where we have anti-Semitism, then we have a Chiv to fast Medina de Gemara all four. So Frek the Gemara, why Tisha B'Av? Iyachi Tisha B'Av Nami, what should be optional? Amar Rav Papa, Shani Tisha B'Av, Ho'ol V'Huchbol Bo Tzaris. Amar Mar, but Tisha B'Av, the Mishnah says in Tainis, and Chavav and Beis on the top, five events happen. Charev HaBayis B'Rishonu, B'Shniya, that's two. V'Nukah the Beis are three. V'Nechusha Ir, that's four. Okay? And what's the fifth? Gezer Avosenu, right? Lo Lichnos, right? Or Nishtabra Luchas. No, Nichosav Asenu, Shli Kansel Midbar, right? Shli Kansel Eretz Yisrael. That's the Lashon of the Mishnah in Maseches Tainis. Those are the five events. So you see the three levels. Let's make sure we get the three levels. So Taisus is bothered by Akasha. Taisus says, I don't understand. Shivas and Matamas also were five things that happened. So Taisus gives two Terutzim. One is the Churban Bayis is much calmer than the other things that happen on Chamisha Asar B'Tov, on Chamisha Asar B'Tamuz, Shivasar B'Tamuz, not Chamisha Shivasar B'Tamuz. And the other teretz is that the same tzara happened twice. So that's what the Beis Yosef quotes this Taisus, and therefore, there's no way anyone can repeal Tisha B'Av. It is stark, and that's it. That's how the Beis Yosef mazmer that too. Okay? The five events, that's the Mishnah in Maseches Tainis. Let's read the Lashon. We got four of them. I think it's on Chavavim and Beis on the top. That's how the Rav wanted to say. There's five events also in Shavasar B'Tamuz. The Mishnah doesn't say a word about Tzom Gedalia and Asar B'Tavis. That's why I wanted to say there's a Chalos in the 3 weeks. Makel Anishoke, the Navi says. Right? The Medrash says that it takes 21 days for an almond to ripen. So there's a chalos in this period. That's why the Mishnah only mentioned those two. Yeah. Nigzru al-Vasinish li-Kansel Arts. That's correct. Petisha Bazar, that was the first one. So it's interesting. Gemara mentions four in Rosh Hashanah. It didn't mention that fifth one. I never noticed that. Okay. But nonetheless, what you have here is a very difficult, the two kashas at Tysus. What are we going to try to say to Frem for that? And even to highlight it with the tour that says this thing that Tisha B'Av will... you know, is strong, and we pass him like the other Chachamim. So what's the pshat? So, Rav Shechter Shlita once pointed out to us many times that many people make a mistake and they think that there's a concept of precedent in Halacha. It's really not true. You know, the Ramah does say in Choshen Mishpat, Simon Chafei, we're learning Choshen Mishpat, that you can't argue on the Gemara. The Gemara says, B'Metzia and Peheim and Aleph, Ravina Rashi Sofal Ra. That was not only a historical statement, that was a halachic statement. That closed the chapter in history. No one can ever be cholik on the Gemara. The Vilna Gaon actually, on that Ramah, in Simon Chafei, points out the Gemara and Bav Metzia for the Makor for the Ramah. No one can argue on the Gemara. However, an Achron can argue on a Rishon if he has Rayas, if he's a Gadol, like the Chazon Ish and Reb Moshe. You know, there's a Sefer print in the 80s, was written not the Kovetic at all to Reb Moshe. Against Rav Moshe, Akhtar Rav Moshe are going to be Kveg or the Noda Behuda. Rav Shechter said the whole premise of the Sefer is wrong. You know, there's a principle the Mishnah says in Gemara says in Rosh Hashanah, I think it's Chav Beis Menach, Yiftach Bedaro Kishmul Bedaro. Yiftach in his generation was like Shmuel HaNavi. Now, Yiftach was not as great as Shmuel, but you couldn't ask, you know, if you couldn't ask your Shilas if you lived during the times of Yiftach to Shmuel. In other words, and this is what I want to bring out. The Rambam writes in Hilchos Mamrim in Perek Beis, Halacha Alf, Halacha Beis, and it's very counterintuitive. When you talk about a halacha, what I mean by halacha, I mean a din d'oraisa, a bona fide din d'oraisa, you can have a person of a later door arguing a previous door. Whereas when it comes to a takana and a gzeira, it's not that way. You need to be greater b'chacham minin to repeal a takana. That's why I say it's counterintuitive. You might have said the other way. The d'oraisa is a higher madrega, right? And once it's done, it's done. No! That's nitam that you give me shenidrashas bahen, and therefore every chacham a whole door of a door can make his psakim, even if it's cholik on a previous door. But on a gzeirin a takana, that is impossible. That's part of the public policy, and that's what the Rambam develops there. I wanted you to see in Hilchos Mamre. The Rambam says this concept very, very strongly, and he's very strong about it. He says, "Based in Shadar Shabachs Min Amidus B'Kafim Ashenira Beinem Shadin Kach V'Din Dino Din V'Amen Achrayin Based in Achal Nir Lo Atam Achal Istor Also Hariz Esosu V'Dam Kafim Ashenira Beinem Shenemer El Ashofener Shiyeb B'Yomim Mahein Eincha Chayev El Lechus El Hachar Based in Shabbat Orecha." And in Alacha Beis, he writes, "Based in Shikazuk Zero Tiknu Takanav In Higu Minigu Pasha Darukoyis Amen Achrayin Based in Achar Bikish Levatas V'Yom Rishonim Lachar Also Takanav Also Zero Also Minig." And Yochat Shia Gadol Min Arishonim Chachum Minyan. Haya Gadol B'Chachum V'Lo B'Minyan B'Minyan V'Lo B'Chachum Ein Yochal Avatad Vorov. So you see clear that the Rambam makes this distinction. So if we can somehow, based on this Rambam, if we can somehow say that the Nekudas HaMachlokas between Rabbeinu HaKadosh and the Chachamim was not Yoni on a Takana or a Gzeira, but it rather was on a Din D'oraisa, a bona fide Halacha as we call it, then we skirt Tosas Kashas. Tosas Kashas don't even start. How could it be greater B'chacham and B'minion? They weren't. How could it be? But if you try to say that the Nekudas HaMachlokas is on a Din D'oraisa, then Tosas Kashas don't start. So we know that the Rambam writes Beferish that there were two times that the Yidden went into Eretz Yisrael, right? Yoshua brought the Yidden in. That's called Kitch Rishona, according to most Rishonim. And then Ezra brought Yidden back from Babel, 42,000 Yidden. Unfortunately, it was only 42,000. There were a lot more Yidden. And that was called Kitch Shniyah. There is a Tysus in Yevamos, I think it's Pei Beis and Beis, it says Kitch Rishona was Avram Avinu. But I think it's Rabbeinu Hananel, but that's a real collector's item. Most Rov Rishonim assume that Kitch Rishona is Yoshua and Kitch Shniyah is Ezra. So how do we pasken on this Shiloh? So the Rambam I gave you in Hilchos Beis Bechir and Pirik Vav discusses this concept, and he says, really, we paskin, Kitch Rishona is Kitch Alav Lasad Lavo. Why? Because it was the genre of conquering, divide and conquer. It was Kibush. Once we were exiled from Eretz Yisrael, the Kedusha evaporated. It was Begeder Kibush, and once we were exiled, there's no Kedusha anymore. The Kedusha was dependent on divide and conquer. When Ezra brought the Yidden back, so the Rambam coins a phrase, it was not Kibush, it was called Chazaka. And therefore the Rambam writes, Kitch Rishon is Lav Kitch Elosu Lavo, but Kitch Shni is Kitch Elosu Lavo, because it's Bechazaka. What does Bechazaka mean? So the Rabbaz writes in the beginning of Hilchos Trumas, it means that Yoshua was not Makdish Bepeh, Eretz Yisrael. He wasn't Makdish Bepeh, Eretz Yisrael. Ezra was. That's the difference, that's what Chazaka meant. The reason why he didn't, because he was concerned about the Anim, that the Anim should have food. In Shemitah, there would be no food. That's the Lashon, that the original Lashon of the Rabbaz, that's what the Rabbaz says, Yeshua was not Makdish Bepeh. His Lashon is, he says, is that his Lashon was, Yesh Lisho Lamalo Kichi Yeshua Bepeh, there wouldn't be a takanal anim b'shvis, because by shvis, there's no trumas and maisers, there's nothing, and everything is hefker. So he wanted to ensure lo maisa that they would be okay. So okay, but the Rav Zatzal said a different shot. The Rav said that the word chazaka means the following. Chazaka means that when the Rambam said that Kitch Rishon is Lav Kitch Elosad Lavo, he meant regarding all of Eretz Yisrael. But the Makom HaMikdash became sanctified, and that was of the genre of Kedusha Shechina. And Kedusha Shechina is Eina B'Teilu, says the Rambam right there in Hilchos Beis HaBechira. Kedusha Shechina Eina B'Teilu. So even though Kitch Rishon is Lav Kitch Elosad Lavo, but once the Kedusha was imbued in the Makom HaMikdash, that stays forever and ever. That's why the Rambam writes, if someone goes there b'zman hazeh, halacha l'maisa, tamim meis, you be chayv karis. Right? The Ravid, I wanted you to see there, has a hasaga there. And the Ravid argues and says, that's not true. He says, someone's nichnas l'sham is not chayv karis at all. The Meiri in the Shidduk B'Kibetz Shua says there's no chayv karis, but there's Yisrael Lav. The pashtus of the reading of the Ritva is that it's what? Is that it's mutal legamri. There's the Ravid held, when you say Kitchis Shnias Kitchis Lasad Lavo, the Ravid said that meant all of Eretz Yisrael. But Yushalayim the Makom HaMikdash, that Kedusha Tak evaporated. It's an unbelievable Ravid. So that's what maybe Prime Minister Sharon maybe held like that Ravid. Right, but okay, whatever it is, the Rambam held Beferish not that way. The Rambam said that there's a Chiv Koris. So again, Nachamol. So the Rambam says that Kitchishni is Kitchilasalovo, and therefore, since Kitchishni is Kitchilasalovo, we assume Halacha Lamais. I'm looking for Hilchos Beis Bechira. Does anybody have it there? Here it is. The Rambam says that Kitchishni is Kitchilasalovo, and therefore, Kitchirishon is Lav Kitchilasalovo Yishalayim sticks, and therefore, the Kedusha remains there forever and ever. And the halacha is that a person would be chayav karis. So the Rav said, what's the lashon of chazaka mean? The Rav said beautifully, chazaka means that Ezra took the Kedusha that exists in Yushalayim and expanded it to all over Eretz Yisrael. So that's why Kitchishni is Kitchilasa Lovel. It wasn't divide and conquer like Yeshua, that as they conquered, Kedusha was imbued. He took the Kedusha that existed in the Makom HaMikdash, expanded it everywhere. That's what Chazaka means different than Kibush. That's how the Rav wanted to touch Chazaka Pshat in the Rambam. So Mamelu, the Rambam's Pesach is Kitcher Shnei, is Kitcher Lassad Lovel. Kitcher Rishon is Lav Kitcher Lassad Lovel, Gabi Eretz Yisrael, but the Makom HaMikdash stuck forever. The Ravid said, no, Kitcher Shnei is Kitcher Lassad Lovel, Gabi the rest of Eretz Yisrael, but Gabi the Makom HaMikdash not that way, right? What does he say? He says, the Ravid says, Lolem kach nigluli misod Hashem liyareyev. Wow. Lefikach hanichnas atah sham ein bo karis. He says he had a Ruach HaKodesh. Ravid writes that a few places in the Yad HaChazakah. And he writes that someone would not be chayav karis. The question is, what does it mean to ein bo chayav karis? Did he mean heter gomer? Or did he mean that there's no karis, but maybe there's a lav? Poshup shot is he meant it was a heter gomer. We hold like the Rambam. Why do I say we hold like the Rambam? The Magen Ram says that b'feirish. Machlekes Ram Raiva, that's why no one nowadays can go except the Chayalim, because they're protecting us. It's Pikuach Nefesh. No one nowadays. The Magen Avraham is in Simen, Tuf Kuf Samach Alf Sifkut and Beis. We paskin like the Ramam Halach Lomais. Okay? So you're not allowed to go there. So that's the, that's this Machlekes Ram Raiva. Now, what is the background behind this Machlekes Ram Raiva? The background is as follows. So Machlekes in, many places in Shas, Rabbeinu HaKadosh had a phrase where he would say, Makrivin afal b'shem b'bayis. You don't need an edifice, you don't need a structure to be makriv korbanos b'zman hazeh. I heard a shir once from Rav Agon Rav Nevinsol Shlita about this many years ago, and he came to Shaul Bim on Yom Yishalayim, and if Rov Tzibor is Tomei Meis, Rov Hutra B'Tzibor, maybe there might be technical problems in Makom Mizbech, exactly where it is might be difficult to know. But he said, you know, we would never do that because we would be rodef other Jews. Imagine the Arabs, if we were makriv karbanos, they would kill all the Jews, so it's rodef, we would never do it. But the truth is, Rabbeinu HaKadosh has this phrase that you don't need an edifice, you don't need a structure, and that's what he says, makriv naf b'shem b'bayis. I mean, that's the Rabbeinu HaKadosh Yeshit, and the truth is, I gave you the Gemara Brachas on Nun Chesem and Alf. It says, "B'masnisa tanim shmei de Rabbi Kiva, l'cha Hashem Agdula zukriyas Yamsuf va'agvura zu makas b'chayrus va'tifera zu matan tayra va'netzach zu Yushalayim va'hod zu beis hamikdash." There it is, netzach zu Yushalayim. Kedusha Yushalayim is nitzchis; it's not batlam li'olam. And therefore, since the Rambam writes that kedusha Yushalayim is based on the shechina is ain't a betayla. And that's Rabbeinu HaKadosh's statement, Makriven Afal Pishem Obayis. That's what he means. He means that theoretically you could have what? You could have this concept of having Mamish to what? Mamish to Beis HaMikdash. You could Mamish have the Beis HaMikdash. You don't have to have the edifice and you don't have to have a structure. That's the skittish of Makriven Afal Pishem Obayis. And the truth is that not only Rabbeinu HaKadosh held like this, but the Amayra Rabbi Yechon Pashtus held like this. The Gemara says in Zvachim and Kuv Zayin and Beis, it says, Hamala Bizman Hazeh. Let's say we're Makriv a Korban today in the parking lot after Shir. What's the din? So Rabbi Yochanan says, Chayef, Resh Lakish says you're potter. Rabbi Yochanan says you're Chayef Karas. Why? Rabbi Yochanan Rechayef Kedusha Rishon Akitchel Shait of Akitchel Lassa Lovel. That's Makriv and Af B'Shem Bobayas. So Rabbi Yochanan also held like this, that there is such a din. The problem is that there's a Gemara in Yevamos on Ayin Tesem at Beis that states, maybe those guys who learned in the third Perek of Ksubas, there's Eilon Nairis, the Gemara deals with the Givonim, the Gibeons. So B'mei Rebbe, the Gemara says, and Ayin Tesem Beis on the top line, B'mei Rebbe, Bikshu Lahatr Nesinim. During the times of Rabbeinu HaKadosh, they wanted to matter the Nesinim. Amalei Rebbe, Chalkeinu Natr, Chelik Mizbeach Miyatr. Maybe we'll mimata them to come have business with them, maybe. But chelim mizbech, for them to allow them to do any avod in the Beis HaMikdash, forget about it. Upliyud Rabbi Chanina Brabalazar, Rabbi Chanina Brabalazar, Rabbi Yechanan, chelik Eda Liol Maser, they'll never be able to marry in with us. Chelik mizbech, bizman shel Beis HaMikdash kaimish, Oser. Of course, when we have the Beis HaMikdash, they cannot be involved. Ain't Beis HaMikdash kaimish, sorry. If there's no Beis HaMikdash, then what are you worried about? And Rashi says, Rashi says, "Pliga the Chanina, Hayda Kamer Chelik Mizbech Miata Vavagav the Mizbech Bibi Rebbe Lo Havet." Right, Rabbeinu HaKadosh lived when? Rabbeinu HaKadosh lived. When did he live? 265, maybe even earlier. 165. Right, the Beis Hamikdash, second Beis Hamikdash destroyed 70 CE. There was no Mizbech Bizman Rabbeinu HaKadosh. So what's going on here? You see clearly that Rebbe held like who? Rebbe held like, in a sense, like the Shitas Aram Makriv Naf Mishum Abayis. He's talking about a Mizbeach. Rabbi Yochanan says, what are you talking about a Mizbeach for? So it's Dachastin Rabbi Yochanan. We just said Rabbi Yochanan said, if you're Ma'al Mizmanazei Yechayev Kares, Mashma Yechayev Kares, because you have the ability to Makriv Korban Yishalayim. And now you have Rabbi Yochanan creaking on Rabbi Nakarish. What are you talking about a Mizbeach? We don't have a Mizbeach Mizmanazei. So it's like a steer in Rabbi Yochanan. So Rav Zhulti wants to say like this. Based on the chinuch and mitzvahs tough men, he writes as follows: Shenitztavenu la'akriv kol korban beis hamikdash, va'alzeh nemar ki'im b'makom asher yivkar Hashem v'goymer, sham talel osech v'sham taseh kol asher anochi mitzavcha v'chulei, noheges mitzvah zu b'chol makom b'chol zman v'chulei, she'over alzeh afil b'zman hazeh yikriv korban chutz l'beis habechira, shu mevat esei zu, aval eina kavon alomer she'alav chiyuv la'akriv korban b'beis hamikdash, achshav shu chariv. Zed Dover Baruhu. So what do you see according to the Chinuch? That the din makriven af mishum abayis is a matter. There's no chiyuv. So memeila, what you could suggest is as follows, says Rav Zhulti, that the machleikstin Rabbeinu Kaddish and the Chacham was on a nekuda, on a level of the Araisa. What's this getter of makriven af mishum abayis? Does that mean there's a chiyuv to be makriv karbonis mizman hazeh? Rabbeinu Kaddish says yes. So why have Tisha B'Av? Bikish Rebbe Lakor Tisha B'Av, because he's Argon on the level of the Araisa. Memeila, there's no reason to have Tisha B'Av. And the Chum say, no, it's a matir. There's no Chiyuv, it's been downgraded. If it's been downgraded, for that we mourn. So Memeila, this is considered to be a topic that's a Araisa topic. Memeila, Taisus Kashas don't start. Taisa said, Kasha, you're not going to hold B'chacham in to repeal it. You don't have to be, because you've done with Dairi Kishmul B'dairi. They're arguing at a bona fide level, dear Isa. This is one way that you could say it over. Another way, a second Mahalach, is as follows. That maybe Guf of the Machlaik's Ram Ravid was the Machlaik's Tin Rebbe in the Chachamim. Rebbe held Makriv Rav Bishop Mabayis. Memela, why have Tisha B'Av? We still can be Makiv Karbonis. The other Chum say, no, we hold like the Ravid L'maisa. It is Shechina. The Mikdash, the Kedusha there has evaporated. Someone goes there, you're not Chayiv Karis. Exactly like the Ravid Sheet. And they're arguing more extreme. That's a second way of saying it over. Memela, again, since it's a Dindi Araisa, the whole Kasha Taisis doesn't start. And then, Lamaisa, there's a third way we could say it over. I gave you the Gemara in Rosh Hashanah. We said there are three levels in the Gemara Rosh Hashanah. And the truth of the matter is that there were Gedolim, the Rav Zatzal said, that fasted 24 hours in Shavuos and Betamuz and some Gedalia. Why? They fasted 24 hours because they lived in a time of anti-Semitism. Meaning, Medina de Gomorrah, we live in America. So all the other fasts is Ratzon Misan, Ratzon Misan, all optional. The Bahag says we accept it upon ourselves to fast. That's obligatory, it says in Shulchan Aruch, like the Bahag says by Ma'ariv, right? We pass like the Tanis is Ma'ariv Zerushus. But the Bahag says we Klai Yisrael accept it upon ourselves that Ma'ariv Zechovah. Same thing by the other fasts. But Medina de Gomorrah, it's Ratzon Misan, Ratzon Misan. But if there's anti-Semitism, because Medina de Gomorrah, you got to fast the whole thing. And there would be all the other Chumras, perhaps. So, what emerges here is as follows. And this is what the Chiddush Aran deals with, Beferish. The Chiddush Aran is bothered. He says, when it says, Shiny Tisha Behol Hushuch Blubu Tsaris, he says, Klomer Shenechara Abayas Berishona Bishnia Venilkata Beitar Venechashra Ir. Avakav de Betamas Nam Behufku Ir and Berishona Bishnia. You know, the walls were breached. The first bias, 9th, at least according to certain sheetas, and the second was the 17th. Vafilu ma'idam rin b'yushami d'bein b'yushona b'mishniya hukvu b'shivasu b'tamuz. Historical machleik. Yushami says both were breached on the 17th. Filachi yom ha'churban ha'bayis chomer tfei. So the Iker Tisha B'Av, according to the second day in Taisvis, second Teretz in the Chiddush Aran, is like the Taisa Rosh Hashanah, is Huchblu Bo Tsaris. Remember, we said the Churban Bayis is Tkifa Tftuva. Shiny Tishabov Bisman is there. It's not Rotsumisan, it's Ikra Din, it's Medina de Gomorrah. Medina de Gomorrah, you must fast Tishabov. You must fast it. The other ones are Rotsumisan. The boxes we accepted upon ourselves. But Tishabov is definitely what Medina de Gomorrah were Mechuyev. Machloik is Bogan of Ram Taz, whether that Divri Kabbalah will be Kedivri Torah Domi, perhaps. Perhaps. And a nafkamina ba cholashim b'sakana, if it's kedivri Torah Domi, then a cholashim b'sakana would have to fast. If it's not, machloik is balmori b'artzolim, if it's the Rabbanim, then maybe be mekel. Cholashim b'sakana would not have to fast. But the Gemara clearly says, Medina Gemara, you have to fast. You have to fast. Medina the Gemara. And the truth of the matter is that this din that we're saying is dependent upon these 2 days. In the Chiddush Yaron, the second day in the Chiddush Yaron says it's because of the Churban Beis Hamikdash. What did the first Teretz say? Because it was a day of a calamity. There were 5 things that happened. The Rav Zatzal always quotes the Rashi in Divrei Yomim. He wasn't an advocate of Yom HaShoah. Yom HaShoah should be subsumed under Tisha B'Av. There's a Rashi in Divrei Yomim that says this beferish. Don't believe me, I don't know Rashi in Divrei Yomim. The Rav made it famous, this Rashi in Divrei Yomim. Rashi writes beferish. And there's some hints to it in some of the kinos. It says you shouldn't add on a Yom Moed for this. So we assume Lamaisa, we do look at the kinos. We have the Chemenetsky, we have the burning of the Gemaras, the Crusades. It's a day of calamity when you want to mourn about massacre in Munich and all the different things. The Shoah should think about these things. Should be thinking about this when you're saying kinos. This is a day of mourning and calamity. It was set in the calendar as being a Yom de Peranusa. If that's the case, if you say like that first Teretz of the Chiddush Yaron, that's what makes Tisha B'Av shiny, Tisha B'Av Shuchblu Bo Tzaris. Shuchblu Bo Tzaris doesn't mean that the Beis HaMikdash was doubled. But rather it means that what? But rather it means that it's a day of calamity. That's what Shuchblu Bo Tzaris means. Look, Shuchblu is kind of like Lav Davka. Maybe that was the Machlekes, you could say. A third mahalak. That was the machlokes in Rabbeinu HaKadosh Lag Chum. Rabbeinu HaKadosh says only because the Beis HaMikdash was destroyed. We don't have the Beis HaMikdash. We do have the Beis HaMikdash, Rabbeinu HaKadosh says. We still have the ability to makor karbanos. Why have Tisha B'Av? The other Chum say, you know what? There's other elements to Tisha B'Av. It's a day of calamity. And that has a tokif maybe at a level deraisa. If you say Divrei Kabbalah k'Divrei Torah Adam in the Mela, that we could take issue with, and therefore, halacha lamaisa, there is no way that you should get rid of Tisha B'Av. Because the truth of the matter is that it's not just a day of a lack of karbonis. And perhaps we could prove it a little bit. There's an interesting shaila, that's why I gave you the Rambam, the Perish Mishnayis. There's an interesting shaila historically. The Rambam says in the Perish Mishnayos in Perik Aleph Mishnah Gimel, during the times of Bayis Sheni, did the Yidim fast on Tisha B'Av? When Bayis Sheni actually existed, did they fast on Tisha B'Av? So the Rambam says Beferish, Halacha Lamaisa, he says that they did fast, even though it wasn't obviously obligatory, but he says the minhag was too fast because of the day of what? Yom Tov Peranusa. That's exactly the shtickle. The Tashbeitz in the Tshuvas, Chelik Beis, Simon, in Chelik Beis, he writes, in Reish Ayin Aleph, he says that the Gemara clearly in Rosh Hashanah implies that what? That if you have the Beis HaMikdash, the Gemara I gave you, that if you have the Beis HaMikdash, you may sauce in the Simcha. So he says, there's no way that they could have fasted. He says it's a misprint in the Rambam. But the Chidah, also, the Chidah in the Machzik Brach and Rachayim, in Simin, Tuf, Kuf, Nun, Sifkat and Beis, also agrees with the Tashbeitz. And he points out that Tyson Tainis and Yud Beis and Aleph also seems to say that disagree with the Rambam and says that once you have the Bayis Sheni who existed, that's the day of Simchon Sussos. How could anyone fast? But if you look in Josephus, in Chelek Hay, Os Lamed Tes, he writes that during the times of Bayis Sheni, they fasted not only on Tisha B'Av, they fasted Shavuot B'Tammuz. Interesting. So you're going to ask yourself, what on earth are they fasting for?
They're fasting for it's a day of calamity. So maybe you could say that that's considered to be what? Considered to be a bona fide din d'oraisa. And once you say it's considered to be a din d'oraisa, then the whole what? The whole kasha of Taisus doesn't start. It's not an issue of an akira. It's not an issue of it's not an issue of repealing, but they're arguing a level d'oraisa. And the Mela, based on that, he wanted to forenfer, he wanted to say that's the beer in the tour, which is a little difficult. Because the lashon of Torah is that it was a takana. Because what did the Torah in the Beis Yosef means that it was a takana never could be repealed. Based on the Shtikl Torah, it's not a takana. It's because it has a tokef of being d'oraisa. And therefore, since it has a tokef of being d'oraisa, it is considered to be something that is what? That is that can be argued on. Not repealed, but can be argued on. So that's what's a little bit shrier, that to be mazed with that lashon of Torah Beis Yosef. Lamaisa was always bothered by that. But this is a beautiful mahalach. That's what he wanted to suggest to forever this. The truth is also, I was always bothered by that, but I think he can suggest like this. One of the Rabbi Yitzchak, forgot his last name, he's a very big Talmid Chacham. He was saying this, he said this to me, he said this in Shul, when I said the Shir and Shal Shidus last Shabbos. I was always bothered, according to the Shtikl Torah, so what's the shot in the Pesuk in Zecharia? According to Rabbeinu HaKadosh, that he never wanted to have Tisha B'Av, but it says in the Pesuk in Zecharia, you should have to have Tisha B'Av. Right? It says the four fasts. Right? According to Rabbeinu HaKadosh, what do you mean? It's Shechina and B'Teila. So what he meant to say is for Bayis Rishon. Once Bayis Rishon was destroyed, then you should have Tisha B'Av. But once Bayis Sheni was rebuilt, Rabbeinu HaKadosh says there's no need to have Tisha B'Av forever. That's the word. It's a very good answer. Zecharia was talking about once Bayis Rishon was destroyed, you should have what? You should have Tisha B'Av. But once Bayis Sheni was rebuilt, Rabbeinu HaKadosh says no need to have it anymore. We should also point out, I once had a discussion with Rav Yagersley, he's coming on Tisha B'Av. The Minchas Chinuch has a Chiddush, it's important to note this, that if you look in Zecharia, it only said the date, it only said the months. It didn't say the date in the month, which day. So you want to say Divrei Kabbalah is you have to fast a certain day in the month. The specific day is only a Din D'Rabbanan. Minchas Chinuch has such a chiddush. It's interesting. So that's something to think about with this mahalach. But Lomaisa, this is why I wanted the first mahalach I wanted to suggest to for this Gemara. Lomaisa, yeah, go ahead, Jake.
When did it become? According to the Shita, it says a day of calamities. When does it become a day of calamities? After the first korban?
No, it was from the time that the Avosena were Gzera not to go in the Midbar,
so
not to go near Tzrom. What'd you say?
That's
what I'm saying. The Ram says historically they did. The Ram says historically they did. Why? Because of the day of calamity. That's what and Josephus says they even fasted Shivasa Batamos during Bayis Rishon, during Bayis Sheni. So that shows also that it was a day of calamity. And that's why I said it fits with the Rav's pshat that, we subsume all the calamities. Of course the Rav mourned the Holocaust, the Shoah. But he didn't think it was appropriate to have a separate day for an outside of Tisha B'Av. Okay, so that's the first mahalach I wanted to bring out. Let's get to the second mahalach. Okay, it's getting late. Yes, Ike, go ahead. Right. No, the Ram says the kedusha was always there. Right. So what's up shot with Rabbi Akadosh? What was he? Could be maybe he was saying that the Zecharia was saying out because you don't have the edifice and structure. So what would be the difference between that Bayis Rishon and Bayis Sheni? That's a good point. It's a good point you ask. In other words, what would you say about that? And then you're back to my kasha. I was always bothered by what is, if you say this mahalik, so what did Rebbe do with the pasuk in Zecharia? So Ike's saying that once it's built, even though it's destroyed, why have it? Maybe you could say because what does the pasuk say in Chagai? Gadol Abayis Achram and Arishon. So maybe Lamaisa once Bayis Sheni was built, that if it's that, then somehow it injected it more. But it doesn't fit the Rambam well. The Rambam says from the time that even if you all kishur shalav kishur also shechin is any b'teilu. So I don't know. We got to think about it. It's a good point. Doesn't really that aura of that rav doesn't really answer it completely. You're right. We got to think more. What was he referring to? Maybe he was referring to Lamaisa before they. I don't know, before they actually... But that was the Shiloh. They asked him the Shiloh. It's during Bias Rishon, you know. They asked him the Shiloh. Okay, we got to think more about it. Very good. Let's get to the second Mahalach now. You know, the Gemara coins a phrase in Yevamos on Mem Gimel Mebeis, and that phrase is that the Avelis that a person observes, that we all observe together, is for Tisha B'Av, and the 3 weeks is called Avelis Yeshana. That phrase wasn't made up. The Gemara has the Lashon. Okay, I wanted you to see that Gemara in Yevamos and Mem Gimel Mebeis. And it's interesting. It's interesting that that we have that Gemara in Yevamos, whereas basically Avelis of private relatives, thank you, Adam, is going to be called Avelis Chadasha. And the Rav just pointed out, it's interesting that Avelis Chadasha is the model for Avelis Yeshana. It's the opposite. You know, you go Shiva, you go Shloshim, you go Yubeis Chodesh, gets weakened. When you go Avelis Yeshana, it goes the other way. The 3 weeks are paired after the 12 months, 9 days after Shloshim, and Tisha B'Av itself is Shiva. Because you have to get ready for it. And that's what the Haftorah says in Tisha B'Av morning, that the Navi has to teach us how to cry. You don't need to be taught how to cry when it comes to Avelis Chadasha, God forbid. But Avelis Yeshana, you need to. And you need to ready yourself to reach up that to that pinnacle, that the Beis HaMikdash that was destroyed. It wasn't rebuilt in our doors like it's destroyed, you know, in our own time. And that's what the Gemara says here in Yevamos. So I want to point out 5-6 distinctions that the Rav made between Avelis Chadasha and Avelis Yeshana. That'll be our second Mahalach. The Gemara here has it on Mem Gimel Mebeis. Says Beferish, it says, Elmer Vashi, Shani Avelis Chadasha, Mevelis Yeshana. Shani Avelis the Rav, Mevelis the Yachar. What are these distinctions the Rav has? And this is from the Mesorah. Okay, he has an interesting Chidushim here that I want to just point out to you. The first one is, first distinction that I want you to get is as follows, and that is that when we talk about the difficulty of Avelis Chadasha, God forbid, that anyone has to engage in, there is an end to it. There is a certain shear to it. And the Rambam in Pirkei Halacha Tes Hilchos Tainis says, however, when it comes to Tisha B'Av, Zoi Midas Kol Am Sheni Yecholim Lizbol Yosem Yidai, to have no gvul is, for a regular person, is very hard. Avachasinim Rishonim Kachaya Midasim. Erev Tisha B'Av Hayimvin Lo Adam Lovado Pas Chareva B'Melech V'Shura B'Mayim V'Yashin Ben Atonar V'Kirayim V'Ochlo. V'Shosol Av Kitun Shomayim B'Daga V'Shimamon B'Chia K'mi Shemesu Mutu L'Fonav. So the Rambam says that regular Am L'Maisa can't be solved V'Yosem Yidai, but the Chassidim Rishon were much more machmer on themselves. So you see that there's this notion of the Chassidim Rishonim to be more machmer on themselves, and this kind of split between, there's like a midas chassidus that exists by Avelis Yeshana, which does not exist by Avelis Chadasha. The Rambam, in contradistinction, in Perek Yud Gimel, Halacha Yirav, Nuchas Oval, says, Al Yiskasha Adam Yosur, Al Miso Yosur Midai, Shenemra Al Tivku Lameis, Val Tanudu, Lo Klomer Yosur Midai, Shezum Minago Shal Olam. Vametzar Atzmo, Yosur Min Hagel Shalom, Har is a tippish. If a guy cries too much, is it tippish? Elaketzid Yaseh Shloshu Lebechi. It's like by Avelis Chadasha, it's an Isser to Misabel Yosher Midai. On the Churban Beis HaMikdash, there is no Isser to Misabel Yosher Midai. There is no Gvul. It's kind of like, it's kind of like basically, on the Churban Beis HaMikdash, you know, if it would have destroyed because of our own Averis. So therefore, there's no Din of Yosher Midai. It's not Minhago Shaloilom that the Beis HaMikdash had to be destroyed. It is Minhago Shalom, God forbid, that people pass away. And the truth of the matter is that, you know, the Rambam seems to say the Shlosha Lebechi for Avelis Chadasha, that you cry, is like a heter. It's like a heter. It's Mashma the Halacha Lamaisa. In order not to be an Achzari, that's the Lumdus in the Rambam. So a guy's allowed to cry for 3 days. Theoretically, you really shouldn't cry at all. It's like a brisker vort. You have like 3 days to cry. It's a mater. It's hard to imagine, okay? It's hard to imagine It's very hard to imagine, but that's what the Rav wanted to say, Poshup shot in the Ram. By Avelis Yeshana, all it is Bechi Vikina. All it is Bechi Vikina. It says, Bachot Tifka Alayla, Ani Bochia. All of Megillus Eichas, full of Bechias and Kinos. That's the Iker of Avelis Yeshana. When the Nevi'im asked during Be'mai Sheni, should they fast on Tisha B'Av, right? In Scharia, right? The whole thing is crying. Vayivku B'Layla, who should Bechia L'Dairus? You know, we cried by the Meraglim. So the first distinction that I wanted to bring out, bless you, Daniel, is this, and just to, before we finish it, he said the Iker shot of Tisha B'Av is considered to be Bechi and Kinos. That's what the Iker is, crying. What's the Iker when it comes to Avelis Chadasha? It's Hesped. What's Hesped? Hesped is done for the covet of the Nifter, right? It's not. It's to remind our loss. That the person passed away. Kinos, the Iker, is the crying, Lamais, and there is no gvul to it. So that's what it means. Whereas Bavelis Chadasha, there's a gvul. It's l'kavod ha'meis. Okay, you say the hesped, it's a difficult thing. I'm not saying it's poshut, but that's how the Rav wanted to describe it. By Bavelis Yeshana, there is no gvul. That's what it means. Rachel mevakal paneha, omiyana lisnachem, b'chol yom achakelo v'evke b'tikun chatzos, at sheyavu Mashiach sidkenu, v'yivne is bayi shlishi b'meher v'yamenu. So that's the first chiluk that the Rav wanted to say definitionally. Avelis Chadasha, there's a gvul, it's hesped, whereas Avelis Yeshana, it's bechia and kinos, and there is no gvul at all, and there is no and there is a concept of amidis chasidis, of lefni mishur sedin. There is no notion of lefni mishur sedin by Avelis Chadasha. Okay, that's number one distinction. Number two, Tosis quotes in Tainis on Laman and Mitbeiz Maskel Kol that on Tisha B'Av there's a chiv to mitzar yourself. Chayiv Adam litzar lamayit bichvodo b'hana osof. Shima haya rogel l'shakev al shnei karim. If you normally sleep on two pillows, well, yishkev kim alechet, sleep on one pillow. If you only sleep on one pillow, sleep on the floor. Right? The Ramah says you should actually sleep on a rock. Ramah is Beferish Ramah. It quotes from Yaakov Avinu. I had a friend of mine when I was in high school call. I remember he used to sleep on a rock. He literally put a rock under his sleeping bag. He slept on the floor and slept on a rock. I'm not saying you have to do that, but to minimize. Two pillows, one pillow, don't sleep on a pillow. Don't sleep with the pillow. There's a chiv to mitzar yourself. You never find that concept by Avelis Chadasha. Never. There's no chiv to mitzar yourself. Okay? At all. That would be under that rubric of Yosemite. We said, which is not does not apply. But Avelis the Churban, there's a din to what mitzar oneself. That's number two distinction. Number three, we hinted this a little bit, but here the Rav brings out specifically more. It says in Tainus and Daf Lamed, Amr of Yudah Marav, Lamed Amar Aleph, Kachay Min Hagosh Reb Yudah Reb Yigloi, Erev Tisha B'Av Mevin Lo Pascha Reva B'Melach. You know, dry bread with salt. Yosha ben Tonal the Kiraim. You sit alone between the oven and the stove. Vochel the Shosol of Kitun Shomayim. Vedomlo Kilu Meso Mutul Lefonov. Tanan Hasam. Makom Shenogel Asos Malacha Betisha Bav Osen. Makom Shenogel Shol Asos Ein Osen. Ubechol Makom Tamenicham Betelim. So the Rav said, here you see another distinction. There's a difference between a Talmud Chacham and a regular Baal Bas. When it comes to Avelis Chadasha, there's no difference between a Baal Bas and a regular Talmud Chacham. When it comes to Avelis Yishana, he should know what it means much more. And therefore, you know, the Gemara says in the beginning of Shulchan Aruch, in Mechaber Nor Chaim, Simen Aleph Siv Gimel, Ro'i l'chol yari shamayim she'im meitzer v'doig al churban beis hamikdash. Every day you should be worried about the churban. That's upon l'maisa, you know, tamid echam yir shamayim, understand the churban. You know, the Mishnebrua quotes the Shulchan Kodesh, that's why you say al naros bavel when you bench, to remember the churban every day, and you say shirim aleph and Shabbos and Yontif. Otherwise, how do you do that every day in your life? You fulfill it. So he wanted to say that there's more of a mandate on a Tamil Chochem to feel the Tsar of Tisha B'Av by Avelis Yishana more than a regular Baal Bas. Whereas Avelis Chadasha, it's all uniform and equal. That's what he wanted to say. Because you see already, there's much more of a mandate from that beginning, the beginning of Shukrach. Ro'i l'chol yore shamayim. Right? Okay. That's I think, the third distinction. Number four, a fourth distinction is, you know, I think the Gemara is in Baba Kama and Lamed Ches Manav. Whenever you're Menachem Avil, you're never supposed to say, what could we do? That implies if you could change the Gzar Din, you would have. That's Gidufa Shel Makom. That's blasphemy. It's quoted Hilchos Avelos, that Gemara. You never say that. What could we do? However, meaning it's an Isser de Mahara Acher Midosu Shal HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's what you do at a Levaya. That's what Tzidik Adin is. That's why I did it at the Levaya for my wife's grandma last week. You say Tzidik Adin at the, I say it in Hebrew, you say it in English, so everyone should understand. We accept Hashem's Din, no matter how hard it is, difficult. Shem Shevarchem Alatov, Mavarchem Alara, Mishdin Brachas. It's not easy, but you have to say it. That's Tzidik Adin. Right? That's what Tzikach Tzedek is, by Shabbos Mincha. Moshe Rabbeinu's Ptiru, Davar HaMelech's Ptiru. It's a Tzidik Adin. You're never supposed to be Mahar Acher Midos or Shal HaKadosh Baruch Hu. By Tisha B'Av, you're able to ask a question. Eich. That's what Eich is. You have a heter to ask. And we give the answers. The answers because we were the Abali Averis. We caused it. So that's another distinction the Rav wanted to say. Tzadik Hashem Kipiu Marisi. We messed up. We asked the Kasha. That's Megillas Eich's Mechadish. We have a heter to ask. How could the Churban happen? And the Terence is because of our Averis. So that's a four. That's a fourth distinction. Number five. A fifth distinction is Toisus there. We're going to get back to it, Lamais, with Glenet, if we have time. The Rambam has an amazing chiddush. The Rambam says in Hilchos Tainis that there were those chachamim that didn't wear tefillin shel rosh. What does that imply clearly? That they wore tefillin shel yad on Tisha B'Av. Unbelievable Rambam. It's an amazing Rambam. Okay? Mixus chachamim, I think his lashon is. Yeah? Yeah, the Rambam says Mixus chachamim. Has such a lashon. Beferish, he says Mixus chachamim used to do that. Okay? Perikei halacha yud aleph. So it's an amazing thing that he actually said that Mixus chachamim would wear what? They wouldn't wear tefillin shel rosh, implying that they wore tefillin shel yad. That's the lashon lamaisa. That's the lashon of the Rambam. Okay, perikei halacha yud aleph. Mixus chamish nogish loniach bot tefillin shel rosh. It's a pella. If there's an isra maniach tefillin, what's the difference in rosh and yad? Second of all, mechaber pasat sim tov kuf nun hey. We don't wear a talis gadol in the morning. We do wear a talis katan. What's the difference? So if you look in that Tysus and Yavamis on them Gimelim and Beis, Dibur Maskel Shiny, the Rabbi Natan develops the following theory. And he basically says that there's a difference between Avelis Chadasha and Avelis Yishon. Avelis Chadasha, there's an issue to Mekadesh, a woman. There's no issue to Mekadesh, a woman, during the what? During the 3 weeks. Can't have a wedding, you can Mekadesh her, Shemi and Meduacher. Someone else might take her. Mashenkim Avelis Yishon. There's by Chadasha, there's certain chumras like Erisin, which don't exist by Yeshana. But we find by Avelis Yeshana, like things that are public more, like business, things that are before Hesia, that people might think you're not mourning in Yushalayim, Avelis Yeshana is more chumra than Avelis Chadasha. And therefore, since Avelis Yeshana is Avelis of Rabim, for example, like I said, Zilzal Avelis before Hesia, and therefore, you understand the distinction the Rav said between Tfilin Sharosh, Tfilin Shayat. Tfilin Sharosh is a din of what? Varao kol ame aretz kishem Hashem nikra alecha. Elu Tfilin Sharosh. What's the Gemara Brachos? Vavam and Aleph. Right? The Abishter wears Tfilin. Right? I think the Gemara says, yeah, the Abishter. The Gemara says Abishter himself wears Tfilin. It only says the Tfilin Sharosh. I don't think it's the Tfilin Shayat. I'm not sure it doesn't. I don't remember the Gemara. But at least that's the Gemara Bracha says, at least Tfilin Shel Rosh he wore, maybe more both. But Kishem Hashem Nikra, does anyone remember the Gemara? I don't remember. We have to look it up. Stomi wore both, but the Gemara focused on that. That's a public thing. So therefore, Halacha L'maisa, that's a Niyug Bifar Hesia. Mashenkin Tfilin Shel Yad is L'cha, L'os L'cha, V'lo L'os L'acherim. It's not Nitan L'far Hesia. In fact, some people cover over their Tfilin Shel Yad. So you see that by Avelis Yishana, there's more of a what? There's more of a kula. And therefore, halacha lamaisa, anything that's private, avelis yishana, will have more of a kula. So therefore, we wear a talis cotton. Therefore, some chachamim wear a tefillin shiyad. We don't, halacha lamaisa. But in lamdus, you understand it. And therefore, that was the distinction, whereas, you know, kedushin, obviously, is not a public type thing. Okay, kedushin is more of a celebration, so Avelis Chadasha we assert it, Ba'avel Shoshana, we didn't, but it's more private. But anything that's public, you're going to be makmer. So that's what the Rav wanted to say. Sometimes you find kulas, sometimes you find chumras with that taisus. That's another, a fifth distinction I think we said. And one more distinction I want to mention, six distinctions I want to get to between Avelis Chadash and Avelis Yishonah. The sixth distinction that the Rav wanted to point out is that the Turin, Orach Chaim Simit, Tov Kuf Nun Hei, says that on Tisha B'Av were not mechuyev in Kfiyas Amit and Atifas Rosh. What's unique about Kfiyas Amit and Atifas Rosh? Whatever that means about, you know, that whole Gemara about this anthropomorphism, about Hashem wearing tefillin, right? Most Rishonim say, you know, it's anthropomorphism. Hashem doesn't have a goof, right? The Rambam says some of the things is not Bikiris, right? So, Lomais, whatever it means. So I have to check that Gemara. I forgot whether it's tefillin shel Rosh, also tefillin shel Yad. But what I want to bring out is about Atifis Rosh, Kfiyas Amit. What's unique about those things? Usually by Avelis, they're Yisurim, things you have to not do. Atifus Rosh Kfiyas Amit, the things you proactively have to do, Maisim. And the Brisa says in the end of Tainis, Kol HaMitzvos Nogas B'Avol, No Hagas B'Tisha B'Av. That's by the Yisurim Shabbat. The Yisurim Shabbat we equate them. But by the Mitzvos Essay, the proactive things, like Kfiyas Amit, Atifus Rosh, not that way. And the Ramban's Makor, the Torah is quoting Ramban and Torah Sodom and the Rosh. So it's interesting. What's the beer behind this? What's the beer behind this? So, it could be, in the Bir Agra writes, it's in Tov Kuf Nun Tes, the Gemara says, Rabbi Yudah was Mechayev Kfiyas Amit by Tisha B'Av Lohod Lo Chachamim. Amar Rabbi Yudah Meshul Lohod Lo Chachamim Kshasu Kemisha Meso Mutal Lofonav. The dinim, the Avelis that we observe on Tisha B'Av, very important, is of the category, and let's get this, it's called Meso Mutal Lofonav. It's Aninus. What's the din during Aninus? What's Aninus? From the time that the loved one passed away, until when? Until the burial. So, are there chiyuvei avelis during aninus? That's a major machlokes, the Rambam and the Ramban. So we assume that there is. The yisurim we do. There's an isur to bathe, there's an isur tashrei shamita. All the yisurim we assume. And the genre of the avelis on Tisha B'Av itself is begeter aninus, like mesu mutal lefanov, said the Rav. The meila, if it's like Mesa Mutalafanov, you understand, Beferish, it fits quite well that it's Mesa Mutalafanov, you're chayiv in the Isurim. You're chayiv in the Isurim. The truth is, it should be the whole day. Should be the whole day. However, the Beis Yosef in Simen Tov Kuf Nun Zion quotes a Ritvan in the Tshuvas that says, why do we say Nachem only by Mincha, not Ma'ariv and Shacharis? The Ram says, you know, you say it by all the Tefillas, Nachem. Throughout the day, Meir of Shachris and Mincha. The Ritva says, Beferish, because he says, the Yushalmi says, Halacha Lomaisa, the Yushalmi says, and this is Alpi the Yushalmi, you should say all the tefillas, because it's considered to be a chalos on the whole day, like Mesa Mutalafanov. But we assume not that way. We assume that Arvish and Shachris, Mesa Mutalafanov, by Mincha already, there's a Nechama that emerges. So at Chatzos, the din of Aninus leaves, and it becomes like a regular Avelis, not completely. The Rav once said beautifully, that's why the Yushalmi says, in the midst of the burning, we have all this comfort, because, you know, the Mashiach is born on Tisha B'Av, Yushalmi says. So in the midst of the burning, we're given a Nechama. It's a beautiful thought. That's why we put on tefillin. That's why we get up off the floor. That's why we're allowed to start wearing a meal. You can wear towels and tefillin. And that's exactly the word here. We're not Menachem. What does the Mishnah say in Avos? Ein Menachem she'em Mesa Mutalafanov. So we say what? We say Rachem. But by Mincha we say Nachem. Because it's already like there's a Kfura done already. Now the Gon says that it's like Mesa Mutalafanov the whole day. That's why you have to sit on the floor the whole day according to the Gon. But the Ritva is saying it's not the whole day. It's until Mincha. So it's until Mincha. So that's the Lumdus that we want to bring out. Lamaisa. It comes out that the other Chiluk between Avelis Chadash and Avelis Yishana is this, the proactive things. Avelis Chadash, you have to do Atifas Rosh, you have to do Akfiyas Amit. By Avelis Yishana, there is no such requirement. And the reason being is because Avelis Yishana is Begeter Aninus up to Chatzos where it ends. And then it becomes like Furu. He was just wondering, the Rav was saying, that if you hold this Mesa Mutalafanov, because you have a Chiv to cover your relative, what do you have here? So you had Shabbos and Yontif. There's no aninus because you can't cover the guy in Shabbos and Yontif. So there's no aninus in Shabbos and Yontif. What kind of thing? What responsibility do you have here? He's saying. So I thought the pshat is l'shita. I don't know why the Rav didn't say, because the chiyuv is to be bechi, it's to mourn. I guess that's esoteric. It's not something that's you could put your hands on. But that's what the Rav was bothered by. So what emerges is, let's just chazer it over, six distinctions that we mentioned from the Rav between Avelis Chadash and Avelis Yishon. Number one was the issue of the having a gvul. Is there any element of like a Nefni Mishuras Adin? By Avelis Yishon, yes. Avelis Chadash, no. With the Hespin and Kinas distinction. The second was that there's a Chiv Mitzaris Atzma by Avelis Yishon and not by Avelis Chadash. The third distinction is the notion of Talmud Chachamim are different than Baal Batim when it comes to Avelis Yishon, as opposed to Avelis Chadash. The fourth distinction, that there's an Isra Mahar Achar Midos Shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu by what? Avelis Shishona, because of Tzidik Adin, whereas here there's a Heter to ask and we give an answer. And five was the Tais Nivamis, that sometimes if there's a public issue, then Avelis Shishona will be more Chomer than Avelis Shishona, Avelis Chadosh. If it's private, it'll be Pum Fakir. And number six is the Chiyuv Essays of Ativish Rosh Kfiyas Amita. So that really, you should have that in mind. But the Rav said that, you know, the first, you look through, but the first kina you say is Shavat. What's the first word in the morning? Shavat. It's like a thunderbolt. It's like a strike. He said when his wife was terminally ill and she died, but it hit him like a thunderbolt. He says intellectually he was ready for death, but it hit him like a thunderbolt. It's like the Medrash said by Yirmiyahu, Kol Zman was in the city of Yerushalayim, the Beis Hamikdash wasn't destroyed. He went to buy the field by his cousin Hanamel. He comes back, he sees the smokestack. It hit him like a thunderbolt. Shavat. He said there's a lot of comparisons. Just like Avelis Chadash, no matter how much you're prepared, it hits you emotionally like a thunderbolt. He said Avelis Yishana also was like Shavat. The first word is like it hit him like a thunderbolt. It was like an unbelievable hit. So Lomais, he used it as a model, as a paradigm. That's why I said Haftorah in the Tisha B'Av morning, the Navi has to teach us how to cry, because it's something that we need to prepare ourselves and ready ourselves and subsume all the days of calamity. Okay, I want to now move to, since we talked about the tefillin, let's mention very quickly, interesting mahalach on this Rambam. Why is it that there would be a distinction between Tisha B'Av and Avelis Chadash vis-a-vis tefillin? What's the makor that an oval cannot wear tefillin? In Moed Katan Tedvav Menaf, ovals also anich tefillin midikamar lei rachmano liyecheskel. The Abishter said to Yecheskel, Pe'erecha chavush alecha. When Yecheskel's wife died, he said, I want you still to wear tefillin. Michlal de kuli alma aser. The Gemara says in Sukkah, it's also in Brachas, Gufa amar ababa rezavda amar rav, oval chai b'chol mitzvah samurus b'toyra chutz mitfillin, shari nemra ben pe'er, min amrlei rachmano li yecheskel pe'erech avush alech atu d'mechayavet. Ava kuliyam ha'ptiri, v'hanel mil b'yom rishin nechsev ha'chisa kiyom mar. So both Tosfos and Rashi, Lamais and Sukkah, basically are masbir as follows, and that is that an oval's potter from tefillin from a drasha gemurah from Yecheskel. The reason why tefillin is called pe'er is to tell me we shouldn't learn out tefillin from other mitzvahs. That just like an oval's usher, you know, be tefillin, that it should be usher in other mitzvahs. And therefore, we need to say that pe'er is to tell me not to make that limud. That's what we assume. Tosfos and Brachas says the same thing. He says the oval is me'ulu b'ofer. He has on his head dirt, God forbid. So it's ein noel latet pe'er tachas efer. That's a lashon of Tosfos and Brachas. The Ramaskel Shenemar and Brachas on Daf Yud Aleph. And he answers from the Tzar Mikutzi. He says, why do you need a pasuk to tell me from Yecheskel? Lomai said, typically, lamali high time, and typically, minamri Yecheskel pe'erecha hushalecha. What do you need that svara that it's not nice to put the pe'er on the ashes? Just learn it out from Yecheskel. V'tiritz asar Mikutzi the sarach time shel Rashi. What's the kavachomer? If a person doesn't wear tefillin, it's a terrible thing. Karkafta de gavra, below monach be tefillin, never gets out of Gehenim. The Gemara's Rosh Hashanah, Daf Yud Zayin and Aleph. If an oval's potter wear tefillin, and tefillin's such a chomer thing, you never can let a day go by without wearing tefillin, unless you're really ill. Never. It's a poshea begufin, the Gemara says. That's why Lubavitch Chassidim, they learn up the Gemara that if as long as you, Lamaisa, wore tefillin once in your life, you get out of that din. Other Rishonim say not that means every day. So only if someone's terribly ill, you're not worth tefillin. At least, even if you couldn't wear for chakras, you should at least say Kriya Shema. It's posheh begufan. So if an avos potter from tefillin and tefillin so chashuv, how much more so I would have thought other mitzvahs should be potter kamashman. That's why we have lamaisa this limud of peir. So what emerges is from the tais and the rush. If I would ask you, what's the makor why an avos doesn't wear tefillin? It's a yafusa gemura from a pasuk in Yecheskel. And the svara that you're not supposed to put, you know, a glorification peir on your forehead that has ashes is just a limud that you don't extend the p'tur to tefillin to other mitzvahs. But if you look in the Rosh in the beginning of the third Pirkei Avot Katan, which you're allowed to learn Hilchos Avelos on Tisha B'Av, in the beginning of the third Pirkei, the Rosh pilpels whether Avelos Yom Rishon is D'Oraisa or D'Rabbanan. So at one point, one of the Rishonim that he quotes there says it's got to be D'Oraisa because how can he be putter from tefillin? Tefillin is a D'Oraisa. So the Rosh says, no, there's no raya from tefillin, because tefillin is a svara, because it's not proper to put tefillin on a place where there's ashes. We just learned from Yecheskel, a Gilui Milsa, that tefillin is called pe'er. That's all. But the real marker, according to Rosh, is a svara, against Rashi and Tysus. Rashi and Tysus says that an avos potter from tefillin is yafusa gmur from Yecheskel. According to the Rosh, it's really a svara, the pasuk Yecheskel is a Gilui Milsa, that tefillin is called pe'er. So Memele, many of the Gedol Achronim are bothered by the Rambam Tisha B'Av. Why would there be Gedolim that wore tefillin shliyad and not tefillin shoros? What's the difference? So if you look in the Magen Mishnah on that Rambam, Pirkei Halacha Yadalef, he points out that it's a minig. The minig not to wear tefillin on Tisha B'Av is not Maker Adin, it's a minig. So Memele, it's not the same getter of tefillin. It's not the same getter of tefillin for an oval. The Rambam Hilchos Avelos Pirk Da'alachates says it's also for an oval to wear tefillin Yom Rishon. And he puts it together with the same halacha. They're not allowed to eat the Suda Safra from your own food. You know, there's an issue to have your own food for the Suda Safra. You have to have other people buy it from you. Why did he put it together? Because it's clear from the Rambam, he held it was a bona fide din. It's a limud gomer from Yecheskel, not a Gilui Milsa. Not a Gilui Milsa. The Rambam holds with Farish, there's no need to have svaras. It's a kosev. Then Oval can't wear tefillin. So Memeila, it comes out like this, and this is where Fran Schlichter writes in the Sefer Alei Sachar. He says, when it comes to Avelis, it's a limud gemura, so therefore what applies to tefillin shiyad, tefillin shorosh. When it comes to Tisha B'Av, it's only a minig. And the minig is, applies only in a place in your body where there are ashes on your forehead, not on your arm. And he says an amazing thing. If you look in the Franco Rambam, the Rambam writes, Nogin shel onich tefillin birosh. Birosh. If you look at the Beis Yofi, it says, Bloshin shorosh. Why is the Rambam, if you have that gear, says, birosh, distress on your head. The Iker Kepet is that's on your head. Because on Tisha B'Av, it's a mimic. So you can mechalakin rosh and yad. Whereas when it comes to an Ovel, Avelis Chadosh, it's exerz a kosuv. Memela, Reb Svi Pesach Frank, and the Chuvis in Yordea Simon, Reis Sadi Beis, asks, he says, I don't understand. He says, Halacha Lamaisa, where do we find that there's a chiluk between tefillin shiyad and tefillin shorosh? According to the Rosh, what do we say the makor was according to the Rosh? According to Rashi and Tosfos by an oval, it was a what? It's a custom. But according to the Rosh, it's a svara. If it's a svara, then it should come out according to the Rosh that what? That an oval should wear what? Tefillin shiyad and not tefillin shorosh. Because it's all based on a svara. So just like the svar, you're mechalak in Hilchos Tisha B'Av, you should mechalak in Avelis Chadasha. Reb Svi Pesach Frank asks this, Yordei Simon Reis Sadi Beis. So what's the teretz? The teretz is, how do you know that the bottom of the tefillin have to be made from kosher leather, from an animal, from the shin of tefillin? And where's the shin? The shin's on which tefillin? The rosh or the yad? On the rosh. But you see, we make a hekish. It says, v'hoyu. Whatever din you say about tefillin rosh, you say about tefillin shel yad. So the same halacha too. If an oval by Avelis Chadash doesn't wear tefillin shel rosh, he doesn't wear tefillin shel yad as well. But when it comes to what Tisha B'Av, which is a minig, is not a bona fide din, then there's what to be mechalik. That's where Fran wants to say shtikl Torah to Ferem for the mixes chacham and what the pshat is. Okay. Then real quickly, we should also, if we could say over real quickly, the Isra of Talmud Torah on Avelis and Tisha B'Av, you know, we have a heter to learn the Dvarim Aroyim. If you look in the Rambam in Hilchos Avol, the Rambam doesn't mention a heter of learning Dvarim Aroyim for Hilchos Avelis Chadasha. You could put this on the list of differences. In Hilchos Tainis, though, he mentions Pirkei Elocha Yidav, the Heter of learning Yirmiyahu, you know, Eicha, the Gemara's in Gittin, all the cases. Divri Musar. Why in Hilchos Avelis does he not mention the Heter? Hilchos Tainis he does. What's the difference? Moreover, what's the makor then Avel can't learn Torah? In Moikot and Daf Tedvav, Avel also with the return of Minikamar Rachman and Yecheskel, dome. The Abishter told Yecheskel and his wife died, dome, be silent. What's the makor in Daf Lamed Amraf and Tana, so you can't learn Torah on Tisha B'Av? What's the makor? Pikudi Hashem, Yisharim, and Samche Leif. Why is there a need to have two different makoros? And if you look in your day as Simon Shinpei Dalet, in Sif Aleph, the Machaber writes an Oval can't learn Torah the whole Shiva, and the Shach gives what makor? Pikudi Hashem, Yisharim, and Samche Leif. Should have been the other makor. So our friend wants to say an amazing pshat. I want you to get this. He says, if you look in the Meiri and Moikot and Daf Tedvavim and Aleph, he says, the Hagdara for an Oval is Toli B'shtike. Tisha B'Av's ain't a Toli Ela B'tzar. Dome, is the Makor for an Oval to be engaged in Talmud Torah and also Sheila Sholem. How can you use the same Pasuk for both? Because it's all Hagdara of Shtike. Tosis and Moi Kotten and Tedvavim and Aleph says, how do you learn Sheila Sholem and Atifis Rosh for a Mitzorah from Al Safam Yata? How do you learn two halachas from the same pasuk? You know what he says? Because it says Safam. Should say Safa. It says Safam, you learn out two halachas. But earlier when we learned the Isra of Sheila Sholem and the Isra of Talmud Torah, we learned out both from Hanek Dom. Why didn't Tosis, why weren't you bothered by that? The Terence is because it's the same Hagdara, Shtike. An Oval is just to be Shaisek. When it comes to what? When it comes to Tisha B'Av, it's an issue of Tsar. And Tyson Moikon Chafal Manav Dimaskul Usser quotes the Feirish. He was Choserbo. He allowed Dvarim Aroim. First he asked Rabbeinu Yitzchak, and then he mattered it. We only ask the thing that's going to make you happy. I'm a Sameach you. So it could very well be that Hanek Dom, at least according to Tysus, what are you supposed to be silent from? Things that make you happy. That's at least according to that Tysus. But it could very well be, Halacha L'maisa, what we set up for us, if you go like this Meiri, and the Ritz Gay is the Tyrus Adam, is bothered by this. He's bothered, he quotes two days, Halacha L'maisa. Are you able to learn Dvarim Aroim during Shiva? 2 days. And he says that the Shema Amina Chamrun Hei Yimeyevel Bekach Mi Tisha B'Av. Yimeyevel might not have a heter. It's 2 days in the Torah's Adam, whether it's a heter of Dvarim Aroim during what? During Shiva. But Refrain wanted to say like this, the Ram goes very well like the Meiri, that when it comes to the halacha of what? Of Avelis. When it comes to the halacha of Avelis, of Shiva, so it's not Mitam, the halacha of what? It's not mitam esam chilev. It's mitam what shtike. Memeila, there's no heter of drawing maroyim by avol in shiva. You follow me? Whereas when it comes to what tisha b'av, it's an all function of pikudi hashem esam chilev. If you're learning drawing maroyim, it's okay. The Rav Shechta points out in the Sefer, you're not allowed to teach drawing maroyim because it makes you happy. It'll make you happy because you're being malamid tayra. Okay, but if you're giving musa usually the minigazuil, he was saying in lumdis, I think. It's interesting, the Meiri could be kind of like of a middle sheet, because the Meiri says, Yom Rishon of Shiva is also b'chol limud. The rest of Shiva, you have a het of Dvarim Aroim. But we're saying, according to the Rambam, Dvarim Aroim are always also during Shiva. Okay, so Memela, now it makes sense why the Rambam and the Meiri, the two different Makoros. In Talmud Torah, for Shiva, it says Hanek Dom. And for Tainus by Tisha B'Av, it says, Pikudi Hashem, Yisharim, and Sam Chilev. And that's why the Shach, though, when he's Mazbe the Mechaber, because he learned like that Taisus, that everything, hachi nakatinin, that there's a heter for an oval to learn what? The Beis Yosef says there's a heter for an oval to what? To learn Dvarim Aroim. So he learned like that Taisa Chafal. What are you supposed to be Hanek Dom from? From things that make you happy. So that's why the Shach gives the Makor of the Mechaber of Pikudi Hashem Yisharim Sam Chalev, because Dvarim Aroim Ataka Mutter in the Mechaber Halach Lamaisa. Only thing we just should leave off with is Rav Tukachinsky just asking the Geshe Chaim Per Chafal Sif Kotten Siv Zion, Perichafal Siv Zion, Sivkot and Zion, you should be usher to talk completely. Haneg Dom, Shtike. And Avol shouldn't be able to talk at all. So he says, you look in the Ritva says, Shmamene Haneg Dom, Dome Mishel Shalom, Vidome Dimitar Kiasef, Shlomo Ma'amahu.
There's two psukim. There's a pasuk in Yirmiyahu, Pirek Tetzayin, pasuk Hey, that says you have to be quiet from Sheila Shalom. And then there's a pasuk in Yeshaya, Pirek Haftes, pasuk Yudal, Vavata Chachmas Chachmam, that you should be quiet from Talmud Torah. So he dug up, the Ritva dug up psukim, what you have to be specifically shosek from. But otherwise, a kasha would be a great kasha. All of us shouldn't be able to talk. So we do have a heter of Dvarim Aroyim. We do it in the shul, Lamaisa. Okay. And you have to give musr. You shouldn't do lomdis, Lamaisa, kasha, terence, because then you get pikuri Hashem, Yisharim, Samcha Lev. So I want to just close with the following. You know, we always read Sefer Dvarim, Parshas Dvarim, in Shabbos Chazon. And the reason for that being is, perhaps one of the reasons is that, you know, it's an address of Moshe Rabbeinu to give us musr. And it's very interesting. We're learning Choshen Mishpat. It's interesting, you know, the Gemara has a line at Kuf Lameches and Shabbos that, you know why we don't have, we have the Churban Beis HaMikdash, so we're not Don, we don't have Dayanim that are doing the Emes. It's an amazing Gemara. That's what it means, Hashiva Shoftenik of Arishoina. It says in Shabbos, Kufla Metes Aratani Rabbi Yosef ben Elisha Omer Imra Isidor Shetzuris Rabos Bozalov Seu Bedok Bedani Yisrael. Check their Dayanim. Shekol Purana Shebol Yom Lobail Bishvil Dayani Yisrael. Wow. All the Tzuris of the world comes because of Dayani Yisrael. So we have to work on that. That's why the Parsha is all about the Dayanim. Minu Adayanim. To make sure that what they're proper, because if they're not proper, they're guarding the Siluk Hashchina. But what I want to bring out as part of Bein Adam L'Chaveiro in the beginning of the season, as soon as you care about other people. Now, it's hard to do Tochacha nowadays. Gemara quotes a Medrash, we don't know how to do it, but it's beautiful the way Moshe Rabbeinu addresses Klal Yisrael in the beginning. When you give Tochacha, you don't want to alienate someone. You want to bring them closer. So you might do it in a form of hinting. How does Moshe Rabbeinu do it? He does it so beautifully. It says in the pasuk, "Ela advarim asher dibur Moshe al kol Yisrael be'evar yarden b'midbar ba'arava mol suf bein paranu bein tofel v'lavan v'chatzeros di zahav." What does Rashi point out? I'll be the sifri. These were divrei tochachos. He was sosim. What is b'midbar? B'midbar, the anger Hashem in b'midbar. Ba'arava is referring to the chayd of Baal Por that they did in Arvas Moav. What is mol suf? Who he rebelled at Yam Suf. Hamabliyin kfarim b'mitzrayim, mitoch ayam when we travel. Yamra pi ayam suf parana bein tofel v'lovin. What is that? You look throughout all the Torah, you won't find any place that says tofel v'lovin. What is toflu? They were complaining about the man, which is white, the mon. What is b'midbar paran? Ayedei the meraglin. What is chatzeros? The machlokas of Korach. What is di zahav? The egel azav. These are all hints. Because you don't want to alienate someone, come right out at it. You have to think about it. B'chachma, you care about a person. Why do you have a chaver? I say l'charav, k'nei l'chachaver. Ben Yonah says a chaver is more important than a rav. A chaver is three things. To learn with you, b'chavrusa. To give you eitzes and give you musr. There's certain things a chaver can do, a rav can't. We don't, in our vernacular, we don't buy friends. But that's what the Rabbi Yonah says, k'nei l'chachaver. You have to actually pay for a friend. It's more important. A chaver is more important than a rav, as Rabbi Yonah says. So you have to care about him. So you have to do it in a way that you wouldn't alienate him if there's something wrong. And that's how Moshe Rabbeinu is addressing Klal Yisrael. The truth is, it's out of order. Did you notice that? The last two are out of order. Why is that out of order? Chatzeros is machlokas of Korach. Di Zahav is the Chet of Egel. The Chet of Egel is before the machlokas of Korach. Why is it flipped the order? So the Rebbe of the Rebbe Reb Heschel, the Rebbe of the Shach, and the Chanukah Satir says beautifully. You know, Moshe Rabbeinu was always trying to plead for Klal Yisrael. He said, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, please don't get upset with them about the Egel Azav. He says, Hashem Elokecha, Lo Yelecha. They thought that all the Tzivuyim, Klal Yisrael, Moshe Rabbeinu says, Hashem, Moshe Rabbeinu says to Hashem, don't get angry at them, because they thought all the dinim were for me. They're a Lashon Yachid. Hashem Elokecha, yours, Lo Yelecha. They didn't think the dinim applied to them. That was Moshe Rabbeinu's defense. Hashem says, come on. What happens by Korach? Kulam Kedoshim. We all heard the same Anochi Hashem Elokecha. Obviously, they were showing they understood that the dinim were commanded to them as well. It was Megala Milsa.
That's why Adas Kairach comes before the Egel Asav, because it's Megala Milsa that they had no excuses. But again, that's part of that general notion. You see, everything is hinted to. Everything is hinted to. It has to be done by Chochmah. It's very hard to do. But part of what getting rid of Sina Shechinim is, you know what? You see a guy going off the derech. I can't stand that guy. Who cares? Let him go worse. That's not our attitude. We have to, part of eradicating Sina Shechinim is caring about other people. Everyone. Socially. I said over from the Maharal to you guys last week. I said in the Drusha last week. Aaron heard it. You know, we'll close with this. I'm sorry we went over. Imagine how far we've gone over if we didn't start early. Okay, no, I would have finished. But the Maharal says in the din of Kamsa Bar Kamsa, for millennia, the Gemara titles that Yerushalayim was destroyed because of Kamsa Bar Kamsa. What did Kamsa do? He wasn't even in the story. There was a guy who had a friend named Kamsa, enemy Bar Kamsa. They brought Bar Kamsa instead. And for millennia, he's titled that Yerushalayim was destroyed. Suck the Maharal, that was emblematic of what was going on. That was the social atmosphere. You know how like they have in English, like two's fine, three's a crowd? You leave a third guy out of something? You always befriend everybody. We're all chaverim in the yeshiva, first and foremost. That was emblematic. Why didn't the guy credit? You know how like, you know, when you're a little kid, oh, you're happy this guy's friends with you and he hates the other guy, right? Everyone was like when you're a little kid. When you get older, that cannot be part of your persona. You have to rid that. Maybe the guy should have made peace. What do you say every time, three times a day in Shmonis? Osa Shalom Bimromov. Hashem makes Shalom. Osa Shalom, Bore Sakol. Really, the Pasuk in Navi is Bore Ara, right? In the Nusach HaTfil, it's changed. We changed Osa. What is Osa Shalom? Hashem is a Shalom Macher. He wants to make Shalom. Brogis Macher's Kairach. So he was wrong for allowing that. He should have strived to try to create friendliness and an atmosphere of goodness. That's why he has that title of Kamsa, Bar Kamsa, Charev Yerushalayim. Because he should have had them made shalom between another. He made no effort. So that's what we got to try to do. You see how Moshe Rabbeinu, in a very nice way, is telling Klai Yisrael, mentioning all these destinations, and say, guys, think about this. Make yourself better. Change it around. Care about other people. And that we can get rid of Sina Shechinim. Okay, I want you to have a good Shabbos, an easy fast, and we'll see everybody on Monday, Bishop. Ike, I'll see you Sunday. We're going to do 17, 20, 21. Okay, very good.